So if I come up to somebody to say, and I say, hi, how would you like to speak? That's me with the voice recorder. And, you know, I'm not, you can just talk away all you want. So I don't know if I reached my end of my, what time is it?
Oh, we're about halfway through. So
okay, should we do the second song?
Yeah, well, now would be a good time to thank a sponsor and remind people what they're listening to.
Okay, this is CICK, Smithers Community Radio Station, and we're on unceded, and I want to say this properly, Gazia? Is that how you say it?
I think something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert.
It used to always caused me to not roll my eyes, but to kind of go, ah, when people would try to speak French and they didn't know how to do it right. So I'm always very careful when it's another language that am I saying it right. So you can, if you see me uptown, you can say it's actually and tell me what it is so that I remember it. So that says here, Gazia territory of the Gitomden clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en nation.
And what frequency are we on, Lorraine? Pop quiz.
Oy vey, yeah. Oh, 93.9 FM. Sorry, I didn't see that. But I have that on my radio station permanently, so I don't have to look for it. And so what else do we do here? Oh, yeah. We have sponsors. I'm going to just back up just a bit because I don't never see the bottom one. Classic. Sanitation?
That's it?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. One of the sponsors is one I've not used yet, Classic Sanitation. That's a sponsor. And then I'm going to go back up again one more time, get the bottom one here. Ranch. What?
It's a Ranch House Tattoo.
Oh, my goodness sakes. Ranch House Tattoos. See, there's two that I didn't know anything about.
Do you have any tattoos, Lorraine?
No. No, I never did because it goes on your skin and you can't get rid of it. I don't mind one that I just glue on and then I can just pull it off.
Fair enough.
You know, but otherwise, I never have. I don't even know if my kids have. The grandkids. I don't know either. I've known people that have tattoos and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty. Most of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's more of a decoration than it is, a terrible bad saying or something. Yeah. But, I don't have any. I have enough scars as it is without adding anything else to it. So that's our sponsors. That's just two. There's two more or three more. Three more. And we can maybe bring them forward later. But I had never gone to the very bottom. So there. That's the first time. Now, what else have we got to do?
Do you want to play the other song?
Yeah, we're going to play the second song with, what's his name?
Michael
Bolton. And it's called Bring It On Home to Me. He's a good singer. He is. So you can listen to him, and then we'll be coming right back after that.
But now and then. that's not all. That's not all I do for you. Just bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Oh yeah, oh
you think? What did you think about that?
That was so nice.
I have several of his songs, but the next time I'm here, which will be not next weekend, but the week, or next, not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after will be my next program, and I'm going to try to go older, deeper, or however you want to say it, but I'm going to try to find some music that's, shoot, I was born in 1941, so I have had a few years of some music that I danced to a lot and even sang to along with friends. And so I'm going to try to round up some of that. A lot of people just chuck that away, so or just throw it away. It's no good anymore because it's not popular. No, no, no. Hopefully I'll find some. And maybe I can even order some. I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with Amazon or whatever.
I wonder if the New to You usually has lots of CDs.
That's maybe where I go most of the time to find, you know, some of the older songs and stuff.
Yeah.
That's actually where I found this one.
Oh, cool.
And that's not that old. This fellow was born not that long ago, in 1953. I mean, that's not a long time ago. I think I'd already had a baby by then. I think. I can't remember how old I was when I had my first child. Huh. Can't remember. Huh. I'll write it down so I can tell you. But I have a son, a daughter in the middle, and a younger son. Who now, the younger son lives in Prince George. And he's got kids and stuff, too. He's married. My daughter lives here in Smithers, and she's got a couple of kids. My oldest son had, I think, a son only, I think. but he has passed away. Not his choice. I don't like talking about it on the air, but he was killed by somebody, and so that's hard. I hope that nobody ever has to go through that. That was quite a few years ago now, but still, it's very difficult to, to say, yes, my son, he was awesome. He was an awesome person, and he was killed by a fellow who I made sure went to jail, for sure, and stayed there. And I threatened I'd come out there if they didn't do it. So they didn't want me to come out. I'd have put an end to the fellow, that's all. I didn't care. I was old. I didn't care. If I went to jail for a while, big deal. Really, I didn't care. I told the probation officer, I'm coming. You do something or I'm coming. So anyhow, that was a long time ago, quite a few years ago. I'm. It still hurts to think about it because he was a good man. But and his son now, my grandson, is an adult. And, yeah, he checks up on me to make sure I'm doing okay. So he's trying to take his dad's, what was his dad's job of taking care of me. So my grandson is taking care of me.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, I try to make it as easy as possible. I try to behave myself whenever possible. But, living a life with grandchildren and everything, it's quite interesting, actually, And they keep you informed as to what's happening now. And that's supposed to be correct. But if they lived when I was a teenager, that was really different, And I just wonder how many of you people, I'm so anxious. It's going to take close to 2 weeks before I will have a working, recorder to interview people. And then I'm going to be paying y'all a visit because I want to know your story. I want to know where you were born. I was born in Vancouver. What brought you here to Smithers? What kind of work did you used to do? Gosh, I did everything. I worked for the police. I worked for a computer company. I worked for lawyers. It's history. And I think it's important to tell people about it. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be fishing. I guess that's what you would call it.
Fishing for stories.
Yeah. And asking people, so where have you been? What have you done? Because people are amazing. Amazing. And the things that they've done and everything. It's just, And I don't know. I just, like I say, you see me uptown and I've got my hand in my pocket. It ain't a gun. It's a recorder. And I'll be talking to you. But I won't. Okay. I'm not going to be recording anybody unless it's okay with them. All right? So you can say, no, I don't want to do it. Okay, fine. No problem. I'll be sad. You'll hurt my feelings. But it's okay. If you don't want to do it, it's totally okay. But just think, if you get on the radio, you can let people know, hey, you got to listen to what I had to say. And they can pick up the radio station and listen to what you said. And I don't ask a lot of personal questions. I just want to know where you were born and what brought you here to Smithers and what did you used to do for work or whatever. Because some people are so, they've done so many different and interesting things, And I just think it's, I sometimes feel that when people look at you and they see that you're old, it's awfully hard to hide it. So they see that you're old and they think, well, what did you do? Nothing, I guess. No, you have no idea the things I did. The places that I worked, and the help that I gave people, because I used to work for the welfare as well. I think it's necessary to know the history of people. Anyways, that's me. If you say no, it's fine. I mean, you're not gonna, I'm not gonna start crying or anything. But Yeah, don't be shy. You see me uptown, a lot of people have been saying, Lorraine, you're here. Yeah, I'm here now. And just, you know, come and say hi. I'm not going to immediately pull out a recorder. But I will ask you if you want to talk on the radio. I mean, you could actually even come down to the radio and talk in person. That would be okay, too. That's my understanding anyways. And it's an experience. You should see this office here. I don't know. I cannot explain to you. It's just awesome. And the people that help, like this young lady here, people, they're just so gracious and helpful. I'm going to try to get, like, even the lady from the library, because I used to be on the library board, too. I've been everywhere. And just ask if she wants to come down and talk, you know, about the library. Where is it now? What is it doing? How is it doing? And so on. A Women's Institute. I belong to the Women's Institute. I want to do an interview with the lady that's the president here. And I know the lady... what's the next town on the way to Terrace or to
Hazleton?
I think that's what it is. Oh, I've got. I do apologize. I have no memory whatsoever left. But she is also on the WI, and she's come a few times to visit with me and stuff. And all these people are just alive, not just okay. No, they're interested in stuff. They do stuff. And so, you know, maybe it'll light a fire under you guys to say, I'm going to go do that too. I can do that. I never thought that I could do the radio. I never did. Now I can't shut up, which is maybe bad. Might be. But it's just an awesome place to be. Everybody's just so nice. And it's beautiful in here. It's a radio station, and you can tell your kids and your relatives, your mom, listen, I'm going to be on the radio, you know, on such and such a day at such and such a time, and they can hear you talk, you know. My mom would have given anything for that. She used to tell the children, the grandkids used to say, how old are you anyways, Grandma? And she'd say, I'm 16. And they'd look at her like, no, you're not. You can't be. Oh, yeah, I'm 16. And, you know, they'd go away shaking their head because she didn't feel to get old. You know, my mom, no. She was quite a lady. She'd be on the phone to her sisters talking French. No, no, comme ça. And she'd be raising her hand to show how high. And I would have to say, Mom, she can't see you. You're talking on the phone. I had to learn to talk English when I went to school in New Westminster because I only knew French. So, yeah, and a little bit of it comes back to me. I feel bad that I've let it go. You know, haven't kept it up, but that's okay. Some of it I can still understand, so don't be talking French or saying bad things in French, because I probably know what you're saying.
Do you know anyone in town that speaks French that you have conversations and stuff with?
No, I don't. There's a French school or something here, I think, right?
Yeah.
And when I lived here, I believe I spoke to her at one time, but it was, like I say, a stroke takes away everything. So it's gradually things are coming back to me, gradually. And I've looked up the French school and everything just because I thought I should. And I've got a lot of French books because I want to
relearn.
Yeah, relearn. Bring it back again because it is a nice language. Mm-hmm. It's kind of not musical, but kinda.
Yeah.
And so I've been kind of fishing around a bit, but then I'm kind of waiting till hopefully my memory comes back, because it's no good to go in and learn something and walk out the door and think, what was that? You don't want that. But yeah, I just think that would be fun. And I don't know if any of you people are doing that, you know, that are listening. Or maybe you were raised French, and French is your language, and English is your second language, maybe. My mom mostly spoke French, and my aunt, my cousins, they all spoke French. And so I'm trying hard to bring my French back, because I will be connecting with my cousins and stuff, and I need to be able to understand what are they saying. Although they talk French, they talk English as well. But I can remember as a young teen with we took a ride with these two young fellows uptown New Westminster, of all places. We thought, okay, we're going to be okay. So we were talking in French so that they didn't know what we were saying about them. But they thought it was cool. They had French-speaking ladies in the back seat. They didn't know we were saying terrible things about them. You know, that they should get their hair cut, or they should not wear that kind of shirt or whatever, you know. But they didn't know, because they didn't know French.
Oh,
but they thought
like
we were cool.
It's like a secret language.
Yeah, they thought we were cool.
Yeah.
Because we were speaking French. But I don't remember hardly, very rare French anymore now. It's been a long time that, you know, my husband did not speak French.
Right.
At all.
Did you speak French to your kids? Do they know how to speak French?
When they were babies, you know, I would call them little French names and say, go over there, or viens ici, or, you know, just different things like that. So they knew a little bit when they were little, but as they grew up in that, I mean, they were immersed in the English language and stuff. So, yeah, they were not too terribly interested in French. I don't think any of my kids took French in school. I don't think they did. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, but it's been a long time, so I don't remember. But I don't think so. I don't think it was that easily, quickly offered.
Right.
I don't know if it is anymore.
Yeah, I think I just graduated high school. I know there was always an option to take French. But it wasn't something that you had to do to graduate, so lots of people didn't want to put in the extra work.
Yeah, the focus. They need to focus on graduating.
Yeah.
With the necessary stuff that's written down, this is what you need to grad, and there's no French on there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more of a fun thing to do, I guess, if you call that fun. But it's interesting if you're going to travel across Canada.
Yeah, or even in Europe or anywhere else
in
the world.
Yeah, because French is quite a universal language to a certain degree.
Yeah.
And so it would be good to know if you're going to travel. Maybe at least pick up things like comment ça va, which is how are you? You know, just things like that. Ça va bien? Things go well. But there's very little French that I remember. Mm. It's really, I feel I'm letting my family down. So I'm planning on being more aware and listening more to programs, because it brings it back to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any French programs that you've listened to that you really like?
Not that I remember. Okay. But that doesn't mean anything. I could talk to the cat. Her name is Fee, which is kind of French, right? Kind of. And sometimes she looks at me like, what? Because I'll tell her, come here, or whatever. Or that she's so pretty in French. And she'll just look at me like she thinks I'm being bad to her or something, because she doesn't realize that I'm loving her, you know. She doesn't understand that, but I pet her and everything. She's kind of she surprises me. She likes to come and cuddle and watch TV. Yeah, she surprises me.
Is she a pretty smart cat?
She's very independent.
Yeah, smart in her own ways.
Yeah, she pretty much tells me where to go. It's time for lunch. And I don't like what this food is that you gave me. Give me something else. You know, she'll just try to bury it.
Oh, really?
So that's her way of telling me. Ick. You know? And and she has a routine. And I'm surprised. I didn't realize that animals knew that there was a routine.
Right.
But in the morning, she I have to throw her feathers. She's got these feathers that are on a chain thing, and I throw them for her. And she sometimes she just lays there and lets me throw them, cover her with it and stuff. And other times she tries to catch them and bring them down. Yeah. And after that, she gets a treat. And then I have my breakfast and that, and then she comes back and looks at me like, all right now, and goes on the couch. And that means that I'm supposed to go over there and give her a brushing. She's very positive about that. She comes and gets me and sort of walks away from me and looks back, like, you know, to make sure I'm following her. So she's smarter than what I thought cats were.
Yeah.
I didn't think cats were smart, you know, but she's fair smart.
That's cool.
Yeah, and she thinks she's the boss of me, which is okay. I don't mind.
Sounds kind of like she is. She's got you pretty well under her little paw.
Yeah, yeah, she's trained me pretty good. You know, I find it interesting that she will not come in my bedroom, and I don't know why. Mm. I don't know what the difference is, except 6 o'clock in the morning when it's time for me to get up so that she can have her morning snack. But... It's not the same as a dog. They're pretty smart. But she's pretty smart, too, you know, I think. I don't know. But she's special for me, and I'm happy to have her. And I hope that she forgives me for not wanting a dog first. But really, dogs are... fairly intelligent. I think they're more intelligent than a cat.
Yeah, maybe different kinds of dogs, because there's a few dogs that seem to not have a whole lot of intelligence.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Oh, well, my guys were pugs.
Okay. And were they smart?
Well, smarter than me, I think, because I had a little boy dog and a girl dog. She was the boss. She would just look at him, and he would like... He'd like, okay, he'd back up, you know, you can have my food too. She was very much the boss. But I'd take them both for walks. They each had their own leash and stuff. But my little boy dog got sort of sick. I can't remember now what it was exactly. But anyways, we had to put him down. Oh, God, I was in the car crying. But then I started taking the female dog. Rosie, or was it Ruby? Ruby, one of those two. Anyways, I started taking her for walks, and I thought, what's wrong with her? She was walking all over the place, you know, like, and I thought, I don't know what's going on here, so I thought I better take her in. So I took her into the vet, and he said, you know she's blind, right? No, I didn't know that. She would just follow the little guy on when we go for walks.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And so, you know, she was fine. She just walked right after him, behind him. And that was, you know, and in the house, she didn't have to have any help. But on a walk, she kind of like was sort of like not happy or not sure where she was going and stuff. And apparently it was the little boy dog, Sandy, that was leading her.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. I never knew that they did that sort of thing. But that he took care of her. And so it didn't take too long before she got pretty old and it was time for her to go too. Mm. So I haven't been able to have dogs at all because I've been living in an apartment. But I'm happy to have a cat. It's kind of nice to have an animal around. We weren't allowed as kids growing up. My mother did not put up with any of that stuff. So we didn't have dogs or cats. Growing up, it was just, she grew up on a farm, and she just didn't want anything like that. So I never grew up with pets of any kind. Neither did my sister. And my sister to this day still, no, she's not interested at all. Her kids are, one of them has a dog, but no, she's never tried to. And I never did either until I was quite a bit older. I had to cut the kids. They're better than a dog, for sure. And they need a lot of attention.
Right.
But, my life has been pretty good, actually. I don't have any a ton of complaints. I do have some comments to make on, things, you know, like, I don't know. It's so hard here in Smithers because it's clean here.
Right.
You know, Prince George, I guess it's harder because it's a bigger town, a bigger city. It's hard to keep it clean and to keep some of the nasty people away. I guess it's just not possible. I don't know. I find people here, they open doors for you. I even had this one little guy, he was with his mom, and she was heading to the door at the post office. And he was standing there at the door looking at it, and she was kind of like talking to somebody or something. And I said, hey, you know what? They have a magic button here. And if you push on that, it'll open the door. And he looked at me like, really? You know, and I said, honest, you try. Push that button right there. So he went over and hit it, and the door opened, because they have one of those door opener things. And he was looking at it and looking at me like, wow, I opened the door. You know, it was awesome. Neat. Yeah. So now anytime I see these little guys, I say, you want to go push the magic button? Open the door.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a magic button.
Yeah.
You know, you just push it and bang, the door opens. Slowly, but it opens.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I appreciate that because pushing on those doors, they weigh like 10 tons.
Right, yeah.
So, but what I find, how would you say, heartwarming is that I just have to start walking towards any kind of door. And there's somebody there that goes, oh, here, I'll open it for you.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if I should carry a bag of candy that I could hand out or what, you know. I don't know how to, I just say, oh, thank you so much. But I wish there was more I could do, you know.
I think that's enough for most people. I think they know, even if you didn't say anything, they would know that
it was,
cared,
they did
know.
A good deed.
Yeah, they made a difference in your day.
Well, yeah, because some of those doors are, ugh. So heavy.
Yeah.
And especially if you've got groceries in your arm or something. I'm very careful because I can't carry too much stuff. I got a bad shoulder and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I cannot believe how wonderful people are here in Smithers. Mm-hmm. I want you all to pat yourself on the backs for sure because this is an awesome town and everybody in it is pretty awesome too. Really. I cannot say it enough. I'm home.
Yeah. Well, that seems like a good place to wrap things up.
Okay.
Do you want to tell people what they're listening to and the name of your show?
Okay.
Maybe one more sponsor, too.
Okay. Where that you are listening to the best radio station in the whole entire world. It's CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, and it's on unceded. And again, I hesitate because I really don't want to say it bad, but it's Kasia territory of the Gitumden clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. And believe me, I won't be hurt if somebody calls me and says, you say it this way. You see me uptown, tell me, because I don't get my feelings hurt. But anyways, this is home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. We have sponsors. And I'll stop at the top. It's Accounting on Broadway. And the next one down is Bugwood Bean and the BV Concert Association. I think I got them all.
I think, yeah. And there's one more on the
over there.
Right there.
Oh, I didn't even see that one. It's Phoenix Self Care. What's that?
Studio.
Oh, Phoenix Self Care Studio. Oh, I didn't even know. What is that?
I should double check what that is, but I think she does all sorts of massaging.
Oh, really?
And things like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, so there you go. I think we took care of everybody, and I think that's it, right?
Yeah. And tell us your name again and the name of your show.
Oh, okay. This was brought to me as a reminder. Why don't we use this one? Because I think I used to say from the porch or something. Mm-hmm. I like that. Anyways, this show is now a stroke of luck, believe me. Mm-hmm. And the station ID is CICK 93.9 FM. it's the best place in the entire world. Turn it on and listen, because you're going to hear tons of stuff.
Cool. Thanks so much. Well, we'll see you again in 2 weeks.
For sure. We'll
chat some more.
I'll have some more songs, some new songs.
Awesome. Bye.